It's the Arthur Hayes Show. Presenting Arthur Haynes and Nicholas Parsons in sketches by Johnny Spake, with songs by Joe Brown and his brothers.
Buying a car privately is obviously the best way. Look through the adverts and do a straight deal with the previous owner. This way you cut out the middleman, the dealer.
Knocking.
Well, of course I can hear the knocking. I'm not ruddy deaf.
Well, open the door then.
Well, why can't you open it?
Because I'm dishing up the dinner. I've only got one pair of hands, you know.
Well, where's Uncle Les? What's he doing?
Oh, he's out the back.
He's always out in the back, he is. All right, I'm coming. All right, I'm coming. Right, now, listen, just a minute, mate. There's no need to lock like that, you know. We're not deaf in here, you know.
Yes, I'm frightfully sorry. I thought...
I said, but there's no need to knock. We're not deaf in here, you know.
Yes, I did hear you. I thought perhaps that you couldn't hear me.
I couldn't hear you, blimey. Yes. We could feel you.
I beg your pardon?
I mean, the whole house was shaking with that banging, mate.
Yes, I'm terribly sorry.
I mean, these are only slums down here, mate, you know. I mean, these doors ain't made to take all that banging, you know.
Yes, well, as I said before, I am extremely sorry.
Yeah, I reckon the whole street's sorry and all the way you've been banging on that door, mate.
Oh, really?
I mean, the fellow upstairs, he's on night work, mate.
Oh,
I don't know what he's going to do.
Night work.
Anyway, yes, what do you want?
Well, actually, I think there must be some mistake.
What do you mean a mistake? What mistake?
Well, mistake. I'm looking for a Mr. Haynes.
Yeah, well, that's me. I'm Haynes. I'm Mr. Haynes. H-A-Y-N-E-S. Me. That's me.
Yes, well, that's
me. I'm Haynes. Haynes. You're looking for me. There's no mistake. Me.
Well, I don't think I can be looking for you. No. I'm sure you're not the fellow I'm looking for. You see, I'm answering an advertisement. It says here, this paper I got, this advertisement here, it's for a Silver Cloud Rolls Royce for sale, £3,800, and I've obviously come to the wrong place. You will forgive me. I'm terribly sorry. Obviously the wrong place. I'm awfully sorry. I saw the advertisement. I came straight down here, you see, and I'm awfully sorry that I disturbed you and this chap who's doing his night work.
Just a minute. Look, what makes you think you've come to the wrong place?
Well, I don't wish to appear rude, Mr. Haynes, but this obviously is not the sort of house where one would expect to find a car of that nature.
Oh, it's not, is it?
No.
Oh, well, look, just a minute. Come up here a minute. Have a look at that card in the window there, mate. Now, that card's not been put there to stop the drafts, mate. I'll tell you that. See what that card says? I suppose you can read, can't you? Can you read?
I can read, yes.
Yeah, well, read what it says on that card. Go on, just read it. Read it out loud. Read what it says.
A Silver Cloud Rolls Royce for sale. 3,800 nickel. Smashing little runner. 50 miles only right.
Right. Right, is that it?
Yes, it does seem to be the same car that I've got in the advertisement here. Yes, it is the same.
It's the car you're looking for, then?
Yes, it is, yes.
Oh, well, you haven't come to the wrong house, then, have you? I'll tell you what, I'll put that card in the window there for you. I'll put the card in the window,
yes,
in case anybody down the street might be interested.
I see, yes.
But I didn't think they would be, you know.
No, no.
Well, it's not their cup of tea down here, Rolls Royces, you know.
Oh, really, yes.
I mean, they go in for all that flashy gear down this street, all them big, ugly American cars, you know. They've got no refinement down here at all, mate. None of them down the street have got any refinement. That's their trouble. Ignorant, most of them. Ignorant lot. Yes. They've got a right lot down here, mate.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think you'd better come inside if you're interested. Are you interested?
Yes, I am interested.
Thank you very much, you better come inside, then.
Who was it, Arthur?
Oh, it's all right, love. It's somebody about the car.
Eh?
I said it's somebody about the car, love. Don't worry about it. Well, just sit yourself down, sir. Will you just sit there? We're just going to have our dinner. That's all.
Oh, I see.
I say, Yvonne?
Yeah?
Have you, Have you got a little bit of grub left for the gentleman?
Well, I only cook for three, Arthur. You know that. I only cook for the three.
Yeah, well, can't you give the pot a scrape? Give the pot a scrape. I'll tell you what we could do. We could take a little bit off of Uncle Leslie's plate. She's got no initiative, this one, you know. That's her trouble,
yes,
you know. I don't know why I married her, you know. I don't know what her mother and father bothered to have her for. It was ridiculous.
Really, yes.
She's never been any use to them. So she's no use to me, really, you know. Look, love, use your loaf. Give the gentleman something. Uncle Les won't eat all that. Look, I'll tell you what, why don't you take a dollop off his plate?
Oh, no, it's quite all right, thank you. I'm not really hungry, you know.
No, it's all right, mate. It's very nice. It's one of her favourites. It's faggot stew and chips.
Faggot stew and...
Oh, you'll love it. Yes, yes, you'll love it.
I thank you very much. Most generous. But really, I had a very late breakfast.
Oh, you did? Well, are you sure you don't want it then?
It's absolutely positive. Well, thank you very much. And even positive.
Well, you don't mind if I have it then?
No, not at all. No.
Right then. I think I'll get stuck in then, if you don't mind then.
Arthur?
Yeah.
I didn't know you had visitors, mate.
Oh, it's all right, Morley. Come and sit down. Come and sit down. This is, this is my uncle, Les. This is Mr.
Parsons is my name.
Mr. Parsons, he's coming back to Rolls Royce.
How do you do?
How do you do?
Yeah, I'm all right.
I shouldn't worry about him too much, only it's her uncle, you know.
Her uncle?
Yeah, I wouldn't have him in the house normally, not relations, you know, but... He's not all that bad. He's got his uses, you know. He's
no.
One thing about it, he's better company than what she is, I tell you that. Well, I mean, he's got a little bit more up here than she has, you know. What about this car, then? You want the car or not? You want it or you want it? Make your mind up.
I beg your pardon? I can't quite hear what you were saying, old chap.
But what about the car? Do you want
the car! Yes. Well, I would like to have a look at it.
Yeah, well, you can. It's out there in the backyard, look. Just through the kitchen window. You can see it through the kitchen window. There, aren't
you? Oh, yes. I say it looks beautiful, doesn't it? Oh, it's absolutely marvellous.
Oh, it's in good nick, mate. It's marvellous nick. Mm.
Marvellous what?
It's in good nick. They make a nice little car. They do, Rolls. Lovely little runner, it is. It's a very nice little motor. I've been very happy with it, haven't I, Uncle Les?
Yeah, you've been very happy with it.
I've been very happy with that. Yeah. Very happy. The only reason I want to say it is because it's getting a little bit old right now, you know.
Are you enjoying your faggot stew?
Oh, marvellous, mate.
I thought you were.
I bet you're sorry you missed this. It's marvellous.
No, I'm quite all right, thank you. I'm not really hungry, no.
Anyway, it's a lovely little runner. It's getting a bit old, that's the trouble.
Old?
Well, I mean, you can't drive around in last year's models this year,
No.
Not down this street, you can't. I mean, it lowers your status symbol. It goes down a bit, you know. They're all new cards mad down here, you know. They change them every year, they do.
Well, I must say, it does look in absolutely mint condition.
Oh, well, it is. It's hardly ever been used, is it? It's hardly ever been used, has it, Uncle Ed?
It's hardly ever been used.
I would say it's only done about 50 miles, wouldn't you?
Yeah, about 50 miles.
50 miles? Is that all?
That's about all it's done, really.
50?
Took it out once last year, went down. It was a hot day. Remember we had hot day last year? You remember love, don't you?
Yes, Arthur.
You wanted to wash your feet, you know. So we nipped her down to Southend. But we didn't leave her there. Anyway. I'll tell you the truth, I only bought the car, really, to stand it outside, you know, so that the neighbours realise they're not ones down here that couldn't afford it, you know, can afford to buy a new car. That's the only reason why I bought it.
Just to stand it outside the door?
That's all, yeah. Well, I've got no time for driving myself, you know, not in my business, you know.
What business are you in? You mind me asking?
Oh, I'm in show business, mate. I'm in show business.
Are you in show business, are you? Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been topping the bill up in the West End now for the last 8 years, haven't I?
Last 8 years, I'm not mate.
Last 8 years. 10 shows a day.
I mean, after that,
you don't feel like driving, do you?
No, I can understand that, yes. Tell me, what theatre?
Oh, I don't work in any theatres, mate. I mean, there's not enough money in the theatres these days. I prefer working outside of theatres. That's where the money is, you know.
Oh, I see.
You earn more outside than you can in. I can promise you that, mate.
Oh, I see.
And there's no tax, you know. And I've got a good act, too, haven't I?
Well, you've got one of the best acts.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Oh, I do a couple of songs out of the shows, you know, and then I do a quick potpourri of the classics, you know.
A potpourri of the classics?
Yeah, I do a quick potpourri. I'll get in there with a potpourri a bit lively, and he goes round, Uncle Les, he does the bottling. You do the bottling, don't you?
I do the bottling.
He does the what?
The bottling. He goes round doing the bottling. He's a lovely bottler, this
bottler.
Boy.
Bottler?
Yeah, a bottler. One of the best bottlers in the business, this fellow, aren't you?
No, I'm best in the business.
He's a good bottler.
You'll forgive me sharing a certain amount of ignorance, but what is a bottler?
Oh, he's the fellow that goes around collecting the money.
Oh, I see. I tell you, sir. Fascinating idea. Butler. I must remember that. It's go down awfully well.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry I can't stop, but do you want the car or not?
Oh, yes, I'm so sorry. I've rather got off the track. And yes, I would. I would like to have it.
Yeah,
yes,
and I've got to be a bit sharp, and I've got a matinee this afternoon, you see.
Yes. Well, I'll write you out a cheque right away, if that's all right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, mate. No cheques, mate. I'm sorry, I can't take cheque money. I only deal in cash money, mate, you see. You start dealing in cheques, mate, and you're up before the old commissionaires before you know what's happened, mate. I'll tell you that, mate. There's got to be cash. I'm sorry, mate.
Well, I'm sorry. You don't think I carry that amount of cash around on me, do you? I mean, £3,800 is rather a lot of money.
Oh, well, that makes it a bit awkward, doesn't it? Now, here, wait a minute. I might be able to help you out. Now, I've got my new Rolls Royce arriving this afternoon. Now, that should be... Just a minute. I think I can hear it. Yes. That's it. I can hear it coming.
I can't hear a thing.
Oh, no, you wouldn't. They don't make a sound. That's why, is it? But after you've been driving Rolls as much times as I've driven them, you know, you sort of get used to them. You can sense a disturbance in the atmosphere when one's arriving, you know.
Oh, I see. I believe one of their advertising slogans is that you can hear nothing in them except the ticking of the clock.
Yeah, you're right, then. They better do something about that clock and all, mate. I tell you, drives you mad, it does, keep ticking away like that. Hello, it stopped. Open the door, Uncle Les, will you open the door? Just open the door.
Oh, good afternoon, Mr. Haynes.
Oh, good afternoon, mate.
New car is outside.
Oh, lovely. Right, what's the price of them now, then?
They're still the same, sir. $6,500.
Well, that's marvellous. That's a marvellous firm, that is. You know, they're the only things that ain't gone up.
Marvellous.
Well, look, I think I've got a solution here. Now, look, I'll tell you what. Now, you want to write out a cheque, don't you?
Yes, I feel
right. Well, if you write out a cheque for $6,500 and give it to him for my new car...
Yes.
You're paying $3,800 for mine.
Yes.
So I can give you the balance in cash for $2,700.
Well, that's perfectly all right with me, providing it's all right with your firm.
Oh, fine, thank you. Fine.
That's all right with your firm, isn't it?
That's splendid.
Well, fine. Well, make it out to him here. There's the firm.
All right, I'll write it out there on the top of the...
Right, Yvonne?
Yes, Arthur?
Go and get me $2,700 in cash for the gentleman, will you?
All right, Arthur.
Right. All right, Yvonne, use your nut, love. Not out of the gas oven. They're the oncers in there.
Oh.
He doesn't want to walk about with 2,700 oncers. Give him the fivers out of the fridge.
Well, there's the cheque.
Right, thank you very much. There's your cheque for your car, then.
Thank you very much. Good day.
Good day. See you next year. Now then, 2,700. There we are. Shall I put it in a carrier bag for you?
A carrier bag?
Yeah, well, it'd be safer in a carrier bag, wouldn't it?
Why?
Well, it would be, I think. You know, safer in a carrier bag. That's what the bank should use. More carrier bags, mate. That's, we wouldn't have so many robberies then. Well, I hope you enjoy the car. I hope you enjoy it very, very much indeed.
Well,
I think you'll get some very, very many happy hours of happy moments.
Very much indeed. I've enjoyed my little visit. It's been great fun.
Oh, it's been nice meeting you.
Yes.
You're not going anywhere near Eton, are you?
Eton? Well, yes. Actually, I do pass very near Eton, yes.
Oh, you go. Well, perhaps you give my boy a lift, would you?
Your boy?
Harold!
Yes, Peter?
Look, hurry up and get yourself ready. This gentleman's going to give you a lift back to school.
Oh, I say, good show. Thanks awfully, sir. Cheerio, mater. Cheerio, Peter. See you at the end of next term.
Time now for a song, and today we welcome Joe Brown and his brothers.
You've got a way of walking. You've got a way of talking. A cute way of looking at me. You've got a way about you. I just can't live without you. My love for you will go on endlessly. So give me your love, Sally Ann. Say I'm your number one man. Sally Ann, I love you, yes I do, oh so do. Tell me you care, Sally Ann. Think of the dreams we could share, Sally Ann. Oh, you're really like no one else is. You got a way of walking, you got a way of talking, a cute way of looking at me. You got a way about you, just can't live without you. My love for you. Too far, Sally Ann, I'm your man, I love you, yes I do, oh so do. You got a way of walking, you got a way of talking, a cute way of looking at me. You got a way about you, just can't live without you. My love for you will go on endlessly.
all of the evening and most of the day. My mind is in a maze, what can I do? I still see that picture of you. It was last summer, I fell in love. My heart told me what to do. I saw you there on the crest of a hill, and I took a little picture of you. And you were gone like a dream in the night. With you went my heart, my love, and my life. I didn't know your name, what could I do? I only had a picture of you. Oh, yeah. That wonderful picture of you. I'm left with a picture of you. Oh yeah, that wonderful picture of you.
Max Beerbohm said that one of the most difficult things in the world was to see a friend off. It's almost as difficult to welcome them back. We've utterly lost touch. We've nothing at all to say. We gaze at each other as dumb animals gaze at human beings. We make conversation, but such conversation, inanity, it seems, is all we're capable of, whether we're rich or poor, cultured or not, or just two vagrant old tramps.
I see you're back, then.
Yeah, I'm back. I'm back now, all right.
Yeah, I can see you are.
Yeah, I'm back, all right. I'm back now, all right.
Yeah, I know. When I walked in here and saw you sitting there, I thought to myself, hello, he's back.
Yeah, I'm back now. I'm back now, all right.
Yeah, I know you're back, all right. I know you're back, all right. You've been away.
Yeah, I've been away. I've been away, all right.
Well, I know you've been away. When I noticed you wasn't here, like, I thought to myself, hello, he's gone away.
Yeah, that's where I've been. I've been away.
Yeah, I know. I know you've been away.
I'm back now, though. I'm back now, all right.
Yeah, I know you're back. I know you're back. I noticed you was back. I noticed that when I saw you sitting there. I thought to myself, hello, he's back. Where have you been?
Who, me?
Yeah, where have you been?
What? When I went away, you mean?
Yeah, where did you go?
Nowhere.
What, nowhere at all?
Nowhere much.
Well, you must have gone somewhere.
I did, but I'm back now.
Well, I've had a bit of luck.
What's that?
What do you think of these, then?
What are they? Oh, ladies' bloomers, aren't they?
They're nice, though, aren't they? Nice bit of stuff, aren't they? A nice bit of cloth, you know.
Oh, yeah, they're a nice bit of cloth, all right. Where did you get them?
I knocked on this house, you see, and this... I knocked on the door, and this woman came, and I said, you got any old clothes? And she gave me these.
Oh. Are you going to wear them?
Well, they'd be warm.
Oh, yes. To keep your chest warm, they will.
Well, they're big enough.
Yeah, to keep your back warm, too.
I could pin them up. I could pin them up under me chin here. That's what I could do.
Yeah, you could easily do that, because they're big. Nice and big and long.
Oh, they're big, all right. They're nice and big and long, these are. They're very big, you know.
You know, they'd be handy for me, them would. Them bloomers would.
Handy for you?
Oh, yes, very handy.
But they'd be too big for you?
Oh, yes, to wear ordinary. But I could sew the ends up and they'd make a nice sleeping bag.
Well, I've got news for you. I'm not going to give them away. I've been looking at your feet. You've got some nice boots on there, haven't you?
What, them?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They don't fit, though. You see, the fella what give me them, he was a lot bigger. Larger feet he had.
Been better if he'd have been smaller, really, then, wouldn't it, really? If he'd been smaller.
More my size, you mean? Yeah. You know, that's funny, that. I mean, you meet a fella who's got a pair of boots to give away, and he's much bigger. And the boots don't fit. That's luck, isn't it?
Oh, that's luck, all right. But you've got to realise, if he'd have been a smaller chap, more your size, he might not have had a pair of boots to give away.
Yeah, that's true. Still, I don't mind having a bit of room in me boots. Gives your corns a chance. Gives them a chance to keep away from the leather, because that's when they hurt, when they rub the leather.
Two o'clock, that is, isn't it? 2 o'clock.
How many strikes?
Two.
That'd be two, all right.
Two o'clock, eh? Be lunchtime then, wouldn't it? I mean, if we had any lunch.
Yeah, if we had any.
You got any?
Why, what do you want to know for?
Really? I just thought you might be hungry, that's all. And if you had anything, I mean, you could eat it, couldn't you, if it's lunchtime?
Yeah, and suppose you want to share it with me, wouldn't you? If I had some, I mean. If I told you I had some, you'd want to share it then, eh?
Well, who said anything about sharing? I ain't said nothing about sharing, have I? I mean, if you want to be greedy and keep it all to yourself, you keep it. And I'll keep what I've got to myself.
Have you got some, then?
I ain't saying. If you ain't saying, I ain't saying.
Well, I ain't saying I've got some. But say I did say I've got some. Would you say you had some then?
Well, I mightn't I? If you said you had some, I might say I had some. And then I might say, right, well, let's pull it together and have a proper meal. But if you want to be greedy, I'll be greedy too and keep what I've got to myself.
What, you mean put it all together and divide it in halves?
That's it. Muck in and share alike. And that way we might get more.
Or less.
Well, that depends upon what you've got and what I've got, doesn't it?
If we had anything.
Yeah, if we had anything.
But you ain't said you've got something yet, have you?
Well, nor have you.
Have you?
What?
Got something.
Well, I ain't saying unless you say.
Well, say I say I have. Will you say then?
Yes.
And go halves?
Complete halves.
On everything?
On everything.
Yeah, but say I ain't got as much as you.
Yeah, but supposing I ain't got as much as you.
But you still go halves, proper halves.
Yeah.
No backing out.
No backing out.
All right, then. I've only got a sausage. Caught you. What are you laughing at?
I've caught you.
What? How?
I've only got a squirt of mustard in it and go well.
You've been listening to The Arthur Haynes Show with Arthur Haynes, Nicholas Parsons, Dermot Kelly, Dorothy Dampier, Leslie Noyes and Barney Galbraith in sketches by Johnny Spaight. Our musical guests, Joe Brown and his brothers. The show was produced for the BBC by Richard Dingley.